Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Chad Prather Show. It is Monday. We are going to get straight to the point. I am pissed off to the point of livid. I couldn't say much on Sunday because I try not to cuss a whole lot on Sunday. I cuss most of the days, but I try not to cuss on Sunday, man. I tell you what, I was just absolutely livid. I want to talk to you about why I'm so pissed off. And I think a lot of you that listen to this show, you're pissed off as well. But I'm going to put some meat behind it, man, and add some teeth to it as well. So hang with me. First of all, who are my guys back here? Blackout Coffee? Blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use promo code C-H-A-D. I spell it Chad. Get 20% off your first order. I love these guys. I have fallen in love with them. These guys are Americans. They are patriots, and they make a damn good coffee. So if you are subscribing to some other coffee company, I want you to switch. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad. Get 20% off. Sign up with them. Do it. It is fantastic. I know you think a coffee is a coffee, but it's just simply not a coffee. You can just feel the red-blooded American flowing through that cup of coffee. Blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad. Okay. We saw that they passed the bill. $90-something billion aid to Gaza, aid to Israel, aid to Ukraine, to the point of $60.8 billion, I think was the number. And a number of other things. You know, not a whole lot going on for, you know, our southern border. Not a whole lot of that stuff happening. But, yeah, we're going to make sure that Volodymyr Zelensky gets his little piece of the pie from the American taxpaying dollar. There were some other things that were in there that kind of pissed me off, but let's just focus on that for a minute, because I know there's those of you out there who say, well, we got to win this war in Eastern Europe or Russia's going to take over everything. We got to keep taking care of Ukraine. Listen to me. Oh, my dear God, I'm going to come at this from a different angle, and I'm going to try to help you understand what we are up against, because I'll preface everything by saying that Russia sucks. Vladimir Putin sucks. He's an evil, murdering, traitorous, nasty, gross. And when I say traitorous, he's traitorous to humanity, okay? He's a garbage human being. So don't give me this whole kissing Putin's ass or kissing, licking his boots. That's nonsense. Should we have helped Ukraine? I mean, we help everybody else. Yeah, I think if it's in our best interest to not have to put boots on the ground, that when that invasion happened, which a lot of that was suspect anyway, yes, we could have done our part to help a friend in need. I'm not opposed to that. My God, we do it all over the globe. We've been doing it forever. Does it make it right? I don't know. I mean, if it serves American interests, I think we should protect ourselves. Yeah, sure. We don't need Putin taking over Europe or any country in Europe. I don't care what his claim to it may be. But man, this is way beyond that, guys. This is way beyond any of that. Ukraine has been one of the most corrupt, historically speaking, one of the most corrupt countries on the planet. Money laundering, human trafficking, the list goes on. I don't have to tell you. You already know. You know better than I do. It's a corrupt nation run by corrupt people. I don't want to give you a history here, but I want you to just think back when they passed that bill, what you saw, the video clip of what you saw of American Congress, men and women, people with delegated authority, elected, right? Put in Washington, D.C. to represent the interests of the people that they call constituents. And just like Joe Biden did at the recent State of the Union address, it took him 20 seconds to start talking about Ukraine before he ever talked about American interests. He immediately went in. It was a Ukraine first speech. Literally, that's what he talked about first. It was a Ukraine first speech. And as soon as they passed this bill, members of Congress just pulled out their little, you know, foot long Ukrainian flags and started waving them all over the Capitol building there on the floor. On the floor of Congress. The image of that is burned into my mind's eye, and it pisses me off. The only flag that needs to be flying by American elected officials is an American flag. We'll talk about that a little bit more. But here's what I want you to understand. Here's the perspective I want you to grasp, okay? And I'm going to change gears. I'm going to tell you a couple stories. I want you to bear with me, And man, this is going to open your eyes to see the way these people, these members of Congress, these pieces of garbage that are in Washington, D.C., how they look at you, okay? I don't like clubs. I don't like VIP stuff. I don't like having to pay for friends. I don't want to be a member of anything, right? Paying for services, that's one thing, but I'm not going to go join a country club. You know, I'm not going to, I didn't join a fraternity. If you did, more power to you. It's not my fault you needed to buy friends. Send your hate mail somewhere else. But I didn't join a fraternity. I don't want to do all that stuff. I was on a baseball team. That was enough team for me. I didn't have to pay to do that. I just had to make the team. I earned that, okay? I didn't buy it. I earned it. But you'd go to these, I remember at the University of Georgia, you'd go to these fraternity parties that they would have on a weekly basis. You'd walk in there and you could always tell who the fraternity brothers were because they'd look at you like you didn't belong. They looked at you like they knew something you didn't know. Like there was you were encroaching in on a special sacred place that belonged to them. And you were an outsider. They were condescending. They were patronizing. If you ever go to the country club, I was just at the Woodlands Country Club the other day. And I was watching CJ's kids and her sister's kids out on the driving range. They were hitting some balls. And they're hitting some balls. And one of the guys that works there at the club, the head of the clubhouse, whatever, I guess the pro. I don't know what he was. Not a member there. I was there because some other people were members and the kids were hitting balls. It was closing time. It was like 6 p.m. They were fixing to close everything down. The kids wanted to hit some balls. They were hitting balls. So I'm standing there. I'm out there in a collared shirt. I'm in blue jeans and tennis shoes. I'm not playing golf. I'm just standing there watching kids. And the golf pro drives up to me and he says, "Hey, listen, I know that you're just out here hanging out, but for the next time you come out here, I need you guys to make sure everybody's wearing a collared shirt and golf pants or shorts." I said, "Okay. Well, I mean, there's nobody out here. You guys are closing, right?" He goes, "Yeah, I get it. I know. Just for next time. Don't worry about it today. Just for next time." Because some of the kids were wearing t-shirts. He said, "Just make sure you don't wear jeans out here." I said, "You got it, buddy. It's your property. It's your place. I'll do whatever you say." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "We had a member that saw you guys and came in and told us that you were out here dressed like that." And I'm like, "Well, I don't know. You know, if it was somebody who had been out here on the driving range that I saw earlier, they should worry more about their golf game because the guys I saw out there hitting balls were pretty pathetic. And maybe that's where they make up for their slacking golf game is in their wardrobe choices." But anyway, I didn't say all of that. It's his place. It's his rules. Whatever. I just don't like those kind of rules. I want people to be people. I want to be able to go out there. I like an even playing field. I'm not into the condescension because you bought some sort of special place in society. You know, I try to, when people come backstage at one of my shows, maybe they get some VIP pass or they win some, you know, thing and they get to come backstage. I don't know why anybody would want to do that. But they come back there. I try to make them feel welcome. Hey, you know, grab a drink, you know, let's sit down, let's talk, let's hang out. Try to make them feel welcome, even if they're absolute total strangers. Because I've been to the concerts, I've been backstage, I've got a lot of friends who put on some really, really big shows. I've got some famous friends, if you will, and I've been backstage with them. And I've walked back there, and I've kind of gotten the look from the crew who might not know who I am of, "Why are you back here? What's this guy doing back here?" That idea that you're part of an elite club and nobody else is welcome. When you get to that point, you kind of have a sense of specialness about you. You think that you're entitled to certain things and people are beneath you, that it's your space. You're running the show. And, you know, you are. You are. You're the VIP. You are the very important person. I'm back there just encroaching on your space. Now, let's apply that aspect of human nature, this idea that people, they actually crave a sense of specialness and entitlement and privilege that makes them think that they're a little better than everybody else, a little smarter than everybody else. And it gives them that condescending, I'm looking down my nose at you attitude. I know better than you, and I'll tell you what to do. You don't know as much as me. Take that attitude. You take that attitude, which is just a piece of human nature. It sucks, but it's a piece of human nature because we're so full of pride. And apply that to an elected official in Washington, D.C., or wherever. They got selected, elected, they got placed, they got put in power. And now, guess what? You're in Congress, you're untouchable. You're virtually untouchable. You're above accountability. You shouldn't be, but you are. And you can't be called on the carpet. You can't bother to stop and be asked hard questions by a citizen. You just keep on walking through the streets while your people say no comment. You rush to the elevator that goes to your office. You know, you do things like pull the fire alarm and there's no repercussions on that. You say absolutely stupid shit in the media and nobody calls you out on it. And if you do call them out on it, then you're just a pot stirrer. These guys have joined a super elite club. And man, that good old boy, good old gals club that they are in, they think they have made it to the top of the world. And they have, man. They are above reproach. Can't nobody touch them. Look at the smug, arrogant, asshole faces on these people. When they're giving an interview or a press conference, they know better than you. And they'll tell you. They'll talk down to you. And you just don't know. I mean, our founding fathers, I think our founding fathers had maybe a little air of superiority, but I think it was based on the fact that they were freaking intelligent and they'd accomplished something in society. Maybe they were a little blue blood, but you know why they felt that way? Because they were a little freaking blue blood. We have some of the most ignorant people in America occupying elected offices and seats in Washington, D.C. People who think islands can tip over. People who think the moon is made out of gases. People who don't understand economic theories. People who just want to get up there and shout and blame and point fingers and wave flags from foreign nations in your face. And if you call them out on that, and man, I freaking did, in language stronger than I really wanted to use in print, but I did on X, 50,000 reactions to it. And I went off on a tirade of F this, F you, F everything. I mean, F that flag, F F this Congress, F Joe Biden, F this. Oh, and if you don't like it, F you too. If you agree with this, F you too. Sending $60 billion. Our southern border, wide open. We have governors, we have mayors in major cities and states across this country telling American citizens to open their home. Wealthy people in Los Angeles are supposed to buy houses for illegals and homeless people. And they're virtually telling you what to do with your wealth, what to do with your property. While the southern border is wide open, veterans live on the street, people are impoverished. And we're going to send $60.8 billion to Volodymyr Zelensky so he can buy what? Another home from King Charles? Help me understand this. Help me understand it. Help me understand it. Because whenever George W. Bush said there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, man, everybody, every liberal out there, every re-re out there was out there going, oh, man, there's no weapons of mass destruction. There's no weapons of mass destruction. But there you had Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, we need to go to war with Iraq because there's weapons of mass destruction. You know why? Because they knew that by going to war, it was going to fill the coffers. The money was going to be flowing. And so they created a reason to go to war with Iraq, even though a bunch of Saudi Arabians supposedly flew airplanes into buildings and then hit out in Afghanistan. But we were supposed to go attack Iraq so Daddy Bush could be happy with Junior Bush. And that's what happened. They came up with they concocted a story. It was a bullshit story about weapons of mass destruction. And everybody out there on the left particularly was saying, absolutely not. There's no weapons of mass destruction. I mean, they used that against the right, against Republicans for forever about saying that was a manufactured war. And now, They're the biggest warmongers among us. You say, well, this was an actual invasion. Is it? Is it? Because I failed to see a whole lot of war footage coming out of Ukraine. Like, I don't understand. I saw more video from October 7th when Hamas attacked civilians in Israel. I've seen more of that than I've seen war footage out of Ukraine. Where is the war footage? There was war footage in Vietnam. There's war footage in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Where's the war footage from Ukraine? Tell me, because I'm not seeing it. Now, I know there's a bunch of you guys out there who will pop off a couple of little videos, but no, we should be, I mean, I want more war footage for my dollar. If I'm going to send you $100 billion, however, whatever number we're up to at this point, $200 billion, I'm going to need a little war footage. I mean, I'm videotaping myself right here, right now. Where's my war footage? Surely somebody's got a cell phone camera. They can upload something. I mean, I'm seeing missiles hit the Iron Dome over Jerusalem. Why am I not seeing anything in Ukraine? Why? I didn't see anybody back in 1991 when Daddy Bush went in and liberated Kuwait. I don't remember anybody on the floor of Congress waving Kuwaiti flags. Did anybody wave Kuwaiti flags? Anybody? Did anybody recall that? I'll go you one better. Because I Googled it. I looked. I really didn't. I mean, some of you may be able to go out there and find something, but I just can't find any video footage. You think it would be out there of American congressmen and congresswomen on the floor of Congress passing a bill for the betterment of America and suddenly grabbing a sack full of American flags and waving them all over the floor. I can't find it. It behooves me to find it. I want you to find it for me, please. Send it to me. Send me the clips. I can't find them. There were more flags. There were more American flags being flown in the Capitol building during January 6th, and you put those people in jail. No, but they used one of them to beat a police officer. Did they? We don't know. Release the footage. Let's look at all of it. There was somebody with a Confederate flag. You okay with that, you maggot? No, I'm not okay with that, but also that person with the Confederate flag has now been proven to be a Democratic operative. Look it up. Look it up. There were Trump flags in there. Let me just stop the conversation right now and say that nobody that was in that building on January 6th with a flag in their hand was an elected official of the United States of America. They weren't representatives of the people. Help me understand it, folks. Congressmen, congresswomen, waving, and Republicans too. Pieces of garbage, rhino, Republicans in name only. There's not a conservative backbone in Washington, D.C., outside of people that they have marginalized to the point that when they speak up, you say, that's just a crazy person. We're in trouble, folks. We have sold our nation. We have sold our nation. The things I want to say would never. Here we are, folks. You know what we do about this, and I'm going to hush. You know what we do about this? I mean, we could get them out of office. We could do it if enough of us would wake the F up. You know, I made a comment last week directed at my congressman, District 2 of Texas, Dan Crenshaw. That one-eyed cyclops, two-faced, he is. I mean, I think the eye patch really demonstrates he's like the Batman villain Two-Face, Harvey Dent. He's got two faces. There's the good side and there's the bad side. I truly, honest to God, believe that it's almost like a spiritual symbol, this guy, Dan Crenshaw. And I've been with Dan. I've done events with Dan. I've called Dan a good man. I've called Dan a friend, for crying out loud. I've had cocktails with Dan. Just he and me. We've had great conversations. Dan's not a dumb guy. Dan's smart. That's what's scary. He's so damn smart. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I called him out. I called him out over this FISA garbage because he sitting there with his pat on the back, you know, his little self-appraising self-pat on the back. And I called him out on it. It's garbage. Garbage. They passed that bill, that warrantless surveillance, warrantless searches. He tries to couch it under the name of, oh, we're going to do cartels. Shut up, dude. Get a warrant. Get a warrant. And I made the post. I said, dude, even if I have to run against you myself, dude, I'm going to spend everything I can to get you out of office. Now, he's going to, you know, he won the primary. Jameson Ellis ran against him. Got close, but didn't make it. So Dan Crenshaw is headed to the general election in November. He'll probably win. And, you know, he's still better than the alternative on the left. But let me just say, there were people who were on that post saying, Chad, you need to primary his ass. You need to primary his ass. You need to primary his ass. Folks, the primary is over. You're not paying attention. People aren't paying attention to what's happened. The primary came and went. You didn't participate in it. And now we get another two-faced politician like Dan Crenshaw for two more years. Folks, we got to pay attention. We got to get involved. We got to see when the primaries are. We got to see who the candidates are, man. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. These people in Congress, they're not smarter than you. They're not smarter than you. There might be a couple of them out there that are some, you know, Mensa giants. There might be a couple. There might be a few folks out there that carry their brains around in a wheelbarrow. There's a few. There's a few, no doubt about it. But by and large, the members of Congress, they're not smarter than you and me. They're just people. They're being told what to do by bureaucrats. They're being led by lobbyists. They're chasing the money. They're following where the profits are. They're making decisions based off of selfish ambitions and power. These people aren't doing it because they're intelligent and they're thinking about the good of the future of the next generations of this country. They're not doing it. They're not doing it based on the Constitution. It's not even a consideration. When you're putting out a bill that's got thousands and thousands and thousands of pages and you don't even make it in two pages, you got some bureaucrat, some staffer who's telling you what's in the damn bill. We got a problem, folks. But let me go back to my little VIP better than you analogy. We got to call these people out. You need to go to the events that they have in your area. When they're campaigning, you need to go ask them the hard questions in public. You need to videotape it. You need to record it. You need to go to where they are. You need to ask them the hard questions. You need to confront them. I'm not saying you need to be mean, angry, belligerent, certainly not violent. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying, like our founding fathers, it's time for some real dialogue, discourse, disagreement, discussion, and debate. It's okay for us to disagree in this country. That's the beauty of this country, at least historically. But you need to call them out, put them on record, put them on record, videotape it, record it, have your questions and your rebuttals prepared. Have their voting records handy. Know what you're talking about. These people are going to come to restaurants and they're going to come to, you know, venues. They're going to come to the bar and grill and they're going to stump for their offices they're running. You need to get in front of them. And you know what? Maybe you do need to spend a little time on the streets in Washington, D.C. outside and ask them some questions as they're walking to work. These people need to be exposed for the ignorance. They need to be exposed for the privilege that they tend to exude. And they need to be exposed for the agenda, because they're all there for an agenda. We got to break this thing down to where the remnant remains, and then we got to put people in there, not just smarter, but people who care, people who have a passion for this country and the Constitution, and who do want to do things that protect American interests, put this country first, and says, you know what, I'm proud to wave this American flag, whether it's on the floor of Congress or hanging off the front porch of my home. I want to look at the stars and stripes again. When my hand is over my heart, I want to be able to pledge allegiance to my flag. My flag. Because these folks in Washington, D.C., they don't represent you and me anymore. They don't. And I don't care if they're Democrats, Republicans, Independence. I don't even know if we have independence anymore. Everybody's in a damn uniparty. It's just dumb. It's dumb. Call them out. Hold them accountable. Get them out of office. It's time. Find the grassroots candidates. Put the money behind them. Build the name recognition. If we don't, this country is doomed. China, Iran, Russia, they're laughing at us. But we got to support Ukraine or you love Putin. No. Not a single one of you Ukrainian apologists out there could tell me where a true American dollar has been spent for Ukraine betterment or for its good, and you can't show me an audited report where all that's been done. Now you say, well, the government does all that. Oh, my God. That's what I'm talking about, people. You're sitting there, let bureaucrats count where the money gets spent, do the accounting. Are you serious? You trust the IRS to do the accounting for your personal finances? Really, do you? Do you trust bureaucrats in the federal government to count your money for you? And you say you're going to let them handle billions of dollars. I mean, Gavin Newsom just lost $24 billion in California and doesn't know where the hell it went. There's no accounting for it. Well, Chad, we gave them secondhand, you know, equipment. I don't care if you gave them the condom that fell off your father's. I don't care. We gave them secondhand equipment. I mean, the money's going to be invested back with, you know, our companies here, you know, all of the companies that make munitions and make airplanes and make armored cars and tanks and all the Americans are going to get this money back because we're the ones who are out there building the stuff for them. We need to be building the stuff for us. Tell me when the money's going to end. When the giving of the money to Ukraine is going to end, because I don't see any success so far. How many tens of billions of dollars can you give them? I'm not seeing the success. Where's the success? I mean, I see the new homes. I see the new cars. I see the lavish lifestyles. I see the cover of Vogue magazine with Vladimir and his wife. But show me the success. Show me. I mean, are we just going to keep saying, well, they need our help. We got to give them another $60 billion. Got to give them another $60 billion. I mean, we don't have anything to show for the last $60 billion, but let's give them another $60 billion. Because God knows, you know, they need our help. And if you don't help them, man, you're just licking Vladimir Putin's ball sack. Idiocracy, people. Idiocracy to believe that our government, and you know what they're doing. They're washing that money, man. It's filtering all over the place, ending up back in the pockets of people like BlackRock and Vanguard. And you just do your own research, figure it out, man. You can't, I mean, common sense ought to tell you that you can look at it and go, you know what? I have no clue where that money's going or what it's going to do. I mean, I know what they're going to tell you that money's going to do, but show me the consequences. Let me see the audits. Let me see the results. Until then, shut up. And don't be threatened by the stupid ass, you know, bot farms that come on, you know, X or wherever, talking about how much you love Putin. Nobody loves Putin. Putin's family don't love Putin. Russia don't love Putin. All right, that's it. Confront your congresspeople, man. Get them out of office. Find your candidates. Get behind the grassroots. Raise the money. Have the discussions. Have the debates. Embarrass the hell out of them. Make them give an account. Every time you pay taxes, you know that visceral gut felt rage you have inside of you that you're giving your hard-earned money away. I want you to take that rage and I want you to channel it. And I want you to go address your elected representative and say, WTF, man, show me where it's at. Where's the money going? Give me an account. This money, you wave the flag. You showed me your passion, but show me the discipline. I want to see where it's at. I want to see where it's at. Do you know? Can you give an account for it? Can you put your finger on it? Can you help me? Can you help me find my money? Because I don't, right now, I don't know where it's at. I don't know where it's at. I'm pissed. All right. I love you guys. Don't forget. Oh, man. Blackoutcoffee.com/Chad. Use promo code Chad for 20% off. Sign up. Get some coffee every month. I love them. And watchchad.com is where all the fun stuff is. If you go to praythertees.com right now, you use Chad30. You get 30% off everything. We're clearing it out because we're moving some inventory to another spot. We got to get it out of here. Chad 30% off everything in the store, PrayTherTees.com. I love you. God bless you. Thanks for joining me to the point, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye.